Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSide for Thursday, March 16. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, a secular decline. Well, last week we received some sad, no, tragic news. Delivered in that unique way we do on Wall Street, absolutely without emotion, just the numbers. As if we can blunt the emotional impact of lost stores and jobs by using numbers and data. The news was that Walmart was closing several hundred stores nationwide, including all of the stores in Portland, Oregon. Portland, you'll recall, is a city that endured night after night of riots and looting. The City of Roses survived unrestrained lawlessness for nearly a year and a half. And like it is in nearly every town and city in America, Walmart is where the citizens of Portland shop. They can purchase the hardware fixtures from the DIY section in the back of the store, or casual clothes from the center, groceries up front. Walmart is the largest private employer in America, where seemingly everyone goes to find a bargain. Begun as the vision of a hardworking man from Arkansas named Bill Walton, the company has withstood natural disasters, economic hard times, and recently, the COVID-19 pandemic. Yet it continues to flourish. Walmart learned how to prosper in an arena where many have failed. Macy's is still here, but Gimbel's is gone. Sears Roebuck limps along, while Montgomery Ward faded long ago. We remember a favorite store that is no longer with us, but that fate has not reached Walmart. Walmart seemed invincible. That is, until Walmart reached Portland, and all those cities like Portland that have become lawless. Over the last couple of years, we've seen all the videos. The surveillance cameras catch the action, petty criminals casually walking out with everything from clothes to appliances and televisions, generally with no one to stop them. No store clerk wants to fight with these people, and no police are in sight. So thousands, if not millions of dollars worth of inventory is lost each year. And who pays the price? Walmart. If enough inventory walks out the door, the inevitable will happen. The store loses money and eventually closes. Last week, the task fell to Doug McMillon, Walmart's CEO, to announce that the final two stores in Portland, as well as a couple of hundred stores around the country, will be closed. As the street says euphemistically, the shrinkage was just too significant. That's right. Wall Street calls this pilfering shrinkage. More to the point, the level of stealing was too great to overcome. Walmart was being ripped off, burglarized, and shoplifted to death. Last December, McMillon, during an interview on CNBC, warned the citizens of Portland and all the other high-crime cities that theft is an issue. Quote, it's higher than it's historically been. I think that local law enforcement, being staffed and being a good partner, is an equal part of the solution to bring law and order back. If that's not corrected over time, McMillon said, prices will rise or stores will close. Unquote. For Portland, their Walmart stores will be closed a week from this coming Friday. It's a tragedy for Portland, the management, and workers at Walmart, and the city of Portland itself. No one wanted this outcome, except perhaps for those local perps who made off with all the goods, who reveled for a day in their ill-gotten gain. But if history is any guide, they are likely no better off today than before they rushed that 54-inch big screen out the front door of the Walmart Supercenter. And worse still, these thieves usually walk back to their car without opposition, not so much as a, hey, bring that back. There were no consequences for these actions, and these actions were reinforced, and likely we will be seeing them again. But not at the Walmart in Portland. Walmart management took the only action they could under the circumstance. They closed. Walmart is also closing two large warehouse complexes near me in Greater Philadelphia. That's the downstream result of closing over 200 of these shrinkage stores. About 4% of Walmart's total number of stores are closing, not counting the number of warehouses and support staff associated with those stores. So come April 1st, when all those local Walmarts have closed, when the staff is given their final severance package, and when the leases have all been given back to the real estate owners, perhaps it will begin to dawn on Portland and the other communities that this is permanent. When the sign for the old Walmart is gone and the parking lot is empty, and you'll get that funny feeling in the pit of your stomach as you drive by that something has disappeared forever. Sad. We're not the community that we used to be. It's depressing. And that, my internet friend, is how a secular decline begins. And that's The Value Side for Thursday, March 16. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.